Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Free Association. This is just a quick update. I'm not going to stay on for very long. The good news is that my Chinese neighbours have moved out, which means no more Chinese karaoke till 2 o'clock in the morning. And I can't say that I'm just disappointed to see them go. It's just, I was getting to the point where I was screaming at them through the window, and that's not a good place to be. So yeah, I've been here almost exactly 2 years. I moved in on the 1st of November 2 years ago, and it's now the 18th of November, I think. So the Chinese family downstairs obviously had had 6 months of nobody living upstairs, so they'd got used to just making noise. I think that's what the problem was. So when I moved in, there were two or three nights a week of karaoke until midnight, sometimes until 1 o'clock in the morning, sometimes till 2 o'clock in the morning. So I had to educate them a little bit about the noise rules in residential areas and about the need to respect your neighbours. So what that involved is me trying to have a conversation with them through the window, me being on the ground floor, them being in the downstairs flat from me, which is actually in a different building, but it's a basement flat, so there's a corridor goes downstairs from number 22 or whatever it is to number 20, and so you can't really get in to talk to them face to face because I don't have a key for that building, but I can talk to them through the window. This was my theory. So I had a conversation with them, explained that I sleep upstairs from where they're having their karaoke, and they're not allowed to make noise after 11 o'clock because it's a residential area, and you probably just wouldn't want to anyway because you want to have respect for your neighbours. That didn't work, so I ended up screaming at them through the window. This is over a period of about 6 months. The karaoke wasn't every single week, but it was once a month probably, maybe every couple of months they would have two or three nights of karaoke till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So in the end you've just got to scream at them, and to their credit they stopped for a while. There was about a year during lockdown where there was no karaoke really at all. There was a little bit early on in the day, but nothing late at night, and then they started up again, and I had to scream at them again, and this time I took one of my neighbours and we went downstairs and through the basement, and I banged on the door and had a face to face conversation with a guy who lives there who's the head of the family or whatever, and he claimed that I was the one making noise, which is strange. He just reversed the whole thing onto me, basically. Everything I said about them, he reversed it, and he said it about me. So that was a bit pointless. In the end, the neighbour had already suggested that I call the police anyway. And at that point, he just moved me away, told me to call the police, and then we left, basically. I needed him there as a witness because I was quite likely to shout. But I didn't shout. So I reported them. I reported them on that occasion. Then a week later, I reported them again for another karaoke that went on till midnight. And that was the saga, that really. So I've reported them to the police twice. I've reported them to the housing association a couple of times. I've reported them to the council once, I think. And the council was a bit pointless because it was lockdown and nothing was happening. So I don't know what made the difference, but a couple of weeks ago I had a leak from my bathroom, which was okay in my flat, I was just mopping it up with towels until the plumber got there. But apparently it made a mess downstairs. And that might have been what prompted them to leave. I would think that was what prompted them to leave, in combination with me screaming at them through the window on a regular basis. But they've gone, which means no more Chinese karaoke. I'm now keeping my fingers crossed that somebody sensible moves in downstairs, because it's a bit of a lottery. And so that takes care of downstairs. I've got a screaming psychopath next door who I don't know and I don't want to know. She's kind of manageable, because if I push a ball of energy through the wall in that direction, she calms down. So that's kind of manageable. She kicks off with a boyfriend about twice a week. And she sings and wails and screams and cries on a fairly regular basis. And some of it she calls singing, but I would just call it screaming and wailing and crying, personally. Anyway, that's kind of it. That's my progress for my personal life or domestic life or whatever you like to call it. I don't know whether that's relevant to the podcast, but it's an interesting place to be, where I live. And the main issue is the noise in this particular flat, because it's an old building that's been converted, and they obviously didn't even really think about noise insulation when they designed it, because everything travels. So if somebody turns a tap on upstairs, then I get a whoosh of noise through the pipes in the wall. It's ridiculous. It just shouldn't be happening, really. There should be some kind of noise insulation in this building, just by virtue of the fact that there's people living here and everybody makes noise. You can't help that. But it's just a courtesy to make it during the day and try and make it as infrequently as possible. But whatever, people are people, and architects are architects. They don't live in the buildings they're designed. So there you go. I might do a piece on noise pollution at some point on this podcast, because that might be a place to take it one Saturday. I'll examine the rules on noise pollution. Anyway, that's enough from me. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again later.